A freeze warning remains in effect this morning across much of northeast Ohio. The National Weather Service says temperatures could fall into the mid-20s to lower 30s through about 9 to 10 a.m. The warning includes Stark, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. Officials say sensitive plants could be damaged or killed if left outdoors. Canton police are investigating after a man was shot early Sunday. Officers were called around 4:30 to an apartment in the 3100 block of Tuscarawas Street West, where they found 51-year-old Richard Stotts in a bedroom with a gunshot wound to the head. A 30-year-old woman at the scene told police she called 911. Investigators found a pellet gun nearby. Stotts was listed in critical condition. Police say no arrests have been made and a motive has not been released. Nearby residents reported hearing multiple gunshots and seeing a man banging on doors before running away. A Massillon man will avoid prison for now in connection with a crash that killed a Canton pedestrian last year. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney sentenced 55-year-old Miguel Flowers Monday after he pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and failure to stop after an accident. Police say Flowers struck 52-year-old Eugene Rogers of Canton November 28th in the 3500 block of 34th Street Northeast while making a DoorDash delivery. Rogers died December 8th. The judge reserved a one-year prison sentence that could be imposed if Flowers violates probation. Canton police are investigating a three-vehicle crash that shut down part of Market Avenue North Sunday night. Police say the wreck occurred around 6:30 near 39th Street Northeast when a westbound vehicle struck a vehicle traveling north. The impact sent the second vehicle into another northbound car, into a utility pole, and into a pond. Firefighters found the vehicle upside down in the water with three men who had been ejected lying along the shoreline. All were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact Canton police. Louisville City Council Monday learned that income tax revenues are up. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Last March 31st, the city had received $1.5 million in tax revenue. This year it is up by 4.1% at $1.6 million. Final approval was given to ordinances prohibiting feeding of wildlife, the sidewalk repair or replacement program, disposition of abandoned property, and a resolution in support of the May 6 ballot issue for renewal of the Louisville school levy.
Massillon is moving ahead with new zoning work around potential data center development in the city. Council has approved $15,000 to hire an outside attorney to help draft recommendations on how data centers should be regulated. The Independent reports those proposals will first go to the Planning Commission, then back to Council for a final vote. The city recently reduced a moratorium on data centers to a 60-day stay as interest in the projects continues. More than 300 Ohio schools are being honored for supporting military families, including several in Stark County. The Ohio Department of Education says 304 schools earned Purple Star designations in the class of 2026. Local honorees include schools in Lake, Perry, Jackson, Louisville, North Canton, Northwest, Sebring, Waterloo, and West Branch school districts. Statewide, 153 schools received the award for the first time, while 151 earned renewals. The program recognizes schools that serve students connected to the military. A Lake Township man is headed to prison after a drug bust during a traffic stop in Portage County. 27-year-old Michael Lewis was sentenced to 3 to 4.5 years behind bars. Deputies say he was pulled over in Kent in May 2025 for a plate violation and cracked windshield. Lewis admitted there was cocaine in the vehicle. Authorities found 17 bags totaling nearly 3 ounces, along with a scale. Lewis, who had no prior record, also was fined $7,500 and ordered to forfeit his vehicle. The Ohio Republican Party has a new national committeeman. Dave Johnson, longtime Columbiana County GOP chair and CEO of Summitville Tiles, was elected by the State Central Committee Monday. Johnson replaces Jim Dickey, who held the post since 2015, and will represent Ohio on the Republican National Committee ahead of the 2026 midterms. A Niles man is facing an aggravated vehicular homicide charge in connection with a fatal crash in Columbiana County October 11th. 39-year-old Michael Schuring was served with a secret indictment related to a two-vehicle collision on State Route 172 in West Township. Authorities say his tanker truck went off the road, overcorrected, and struck an oncoming SUV, killing 44-year-old Diane LaWallen of Tennessee. LaWallen's teenage daughter was also injured in the crash. A man was injured and a woman arrested after a stabbing at a Youngstown apartment complex. Police were called Sunday afternoon to Kendis Circle, where the victim was found with a stab wound to his arm and other injuries. He told officers an argument with a woman turned physical, but later said he did not want to press charges. The woman was taken to jail and later released. The Poland School District has named a new superintendent, but he won't take over for 2 more years. Michael Daly was approved by the school board Monday and will assume the role in the 2027-28 school year. He currently serves as assistant principal at Poland High School. In the meantime, Superintendent Dr. Andrew Tamelio received a one-year contract extension. A North Bloomfield man has pleaded guilty to making online threats against President Trump and federal agents. 47-year-old Charles Ingram entered the plea Monday in Cleveland federal court. Prosecutors say the threats were posted on YouTube earlier this year and targeted Trump and immigration enforcement officials. Ingram has been in federal custody since his February arrest. Sentencing is set for July 7th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.